Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast here, and this is my reaction to the 2-2 draw away to Feyenoord tonight. Outstanding result, you really have to say that. You have to really applaud the players for that one, digging deep after the first half, especially. Certainly in the second half, we really showed our character and what we're made of. Disappointing the way we lost the second goal, really disappointing defending, but we certainly hung in there when we needed to, and we played when we needed to as well. And obviously disappointing not to get to the knockout stages tonight, but we were having to rely on largely another other result going our way as well. So you know what it's like with Rangers, we do things the harder way, but it's really, you can't really say it's the harder way when we're topping the group with one game to go, can you? It's a incredible position to be in, considering with, you know, the four qualifying rounds we've had as well. It's amazing where we are just now. So getting into the game itself, the first half, really, we were lucky to get away with only being one down going into halftime. We can really have no complaints at that either. We never started the game from minute one. I think the players forgot it was an early kickoff. They were nowhere to be seen all over the park. We were second to every ball. We were not picking up the loose balls. Midfield was posted missing, which was causing really our main issue. That was having the resulting effect of the attack having no luck either, nothing to work off. The defence for the second game in a row was largely in pieces, especially in this first half. Hellander though and McGregor were keeping the scoreline respectable in the first half. Tavernier in the first half, I felt he was getting forward, he was putting in crosses, but he was a lot of hit and hope. And I can see the point when the attack in the midfield have to maybe be getting into better spaces, but he has to be looking up as well to try to deliver into the areas where they actually are going to be. A couple of massive big saves from McGregor again. You just really, you've got to take your hat off to him every single game, because he can be doing nothing some games and then pulling off these saves, and then he can be under the cosh like he was for large parts of this first half and pull off these great saves as well. And it's not very often he makes any mistakes, so you've got to hand it to him. Certainly the Feyenoord goal came in the 32nd minute with the ball down the left that was crossed in, not dealt with a few times. Poor header back out the box by Barisic, couple of passes in and around the box by their attack. A shot from about 15 yards, it was going wide, it hit off the knee of Hellander and it was went into the back of the net. Got to say, a bit of luck in that respect as well, where, you know, deflection into the back of the net, but at the same time, we had more than enough opportunity to clear the ball. Shocking defending all round, really, to be honest. Can't blame Hellander for it, for the coming off his knee, but it should have been dealt with a lot quicker and a lot sooner, and players out of position don't know what they're at, and they largely kept up that for the rest of the first half. Feyenoord had a really great chance on the 41st minute when they had a free kick floated in from about 20 yards on the right to the back post. A player drifted past our defence and volleyed it over the bar from about 2 yards out. It should have been in, however, it would have been ruled offside anyway because one of their players was flagged up for drifting offside during that play. So, into the second half, it needed to be changed, certainly, and I don't think there was much tactically that was changed. Certainly no substitutions made, just a different attitude. Certainly Feyenoord were, in the first half, were charging everything down. They were pressing us quite high, especially when we got anywhere near their box. They were not going to keep it up for the full game, and maybe that's what happened, certainly in the second half, but we came out with a different attitude. We were up for it straight away, and we got the goal in the 52nd minute with none other than Merella scoring. It was a lovely long ball up the left by Davis, lovely control by Kent, cuts it back, crosses into the back post, and Morelos heads it into the back of net. Outstanding all-round goal, just great vision, great passing, and a lovely finish by Morelos as well. I think that's a record he's matched, I think, or he's beaten for us, where it's he's scored in four consecutive European games. The guy's unstoppable, you know, he keeps adding millions on his value each time he plays in the field these days. We kept on playing, we were just all over them at this point, and then another piece of bizarre refereeing, and this is meant to be one of Europe's best referees at this point, on the 62nd minute, Morelos getting climbed all over inside the box, clearly brought down, no foul given. So, if it's not a penalty, then he has to give the foul against Morelos for backing into the player. It's not nothing, it's one or the other. We've seen replays of it, and the referee was right in front of it, had a clear, unobstructed vision of it. Absolutely baffling decision by refereeing once again. I don't know sometimes what our players need to do to get penalties. It's not just in Scottish leagues, it's in European leagues as well. Again, this is where, you know, I don't understand why VAR isn't in the Europa League. Clear, opportunity to review something there. But anyway, we didn't need that because Morelos once again scored in the 64th minute to make it 2-1. Kamara passed to the left to Barisic, who played a great dink cross into Morelos, who had a glancing header into the back of the net. I'm simplifying it there because my feed went down and I missed the goal and only seen one replay of it, but what a header by Morelos. Just it was so far away from goal. The way he had to move his neck to get there, outstanding goal. So obviously we were completely in the ascendancy at this point, and then 3 minutes later, we undone it with some ludicrous defending. Granted, it was a quick break up the park and a good counter-attacking move by Feyenoord, but they made it 2-2 on the 67th minute. Quick break up the park on the counter. Defenders were completely nowhere. They passed through them. The attacker took the ball into the box, shrugged off his defence, who looked really hesitant to put a tackle in. Looked as if he had taken it too far on the left-hand side. McGregor came charging out to meet it, but it was dinked over him at an angle into the back of the net. Very poor defending again. However, it was a classy finish, unfortunately for us. So at 2-2, you know, with the other game going, it was 1-0 to Young Boys at this point. We were going through at this point. Then Porto drew level, and then Porto scored. So that's the way the other result was going. We were hopeful we could have got a goal. We kept on playing. We chose to try and play a wee bit more possession. Feyenoord started to come back more into it. We played more of a tactical game, I think, after that, and it was kind of damage limitation, protect the draw, because obviously we didn't want to lose the game. That would have left, all teams on 7 points. Not that the players on the field would have known that probably at the time, but certainly it's something that we didn't want to happen. But what a fantastic result, and another great result away from home as well. You know, get the wins at home and get your away points. So it leaves us going into the next game against Young Boys. The good thing is it's at home. We lost against them the last time with a last-minute goal. We certainly didn't play bad. We were unlucky to lose the two goals as well. It was two really bad defensive mistakes by Tavernier, I think it was then. So all to play for. We win the game. We go top of the group. Gives us a better chance in the next round. We draw. We obviously go through in the second place. And, you know, at the end of the day, we want to go through top, but I'll certainly settle for second place. So it sets us up now for the game on Sunday against Hearts at Ibrox, another vital game. You know, there's not going to be a game that isn't vital for the rest of the season, as ever when it comes to any of our games. So we'll need to be on our game for that one. So Dave and I will be back next week, I think, after the Hearts game. So I'll be back with a post-match after the Hearts game as well. So thanks for listening, and good night.